tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's February 18th, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. The big news for today, it's a little bit of a deja vu moment for Tesla as they start looking for workers in India. Tesla has started hiring staff in India, and another deja vu moment, that's according to Fred Lambert, our resident Tesla expert. After several false starts in the market, is it finally time for Tesla to launch in India? In December, there were reports that Tesla might be looking for store locations in India, and now Tesla has listed a bunch of new job openings in Mumbai, including many related to selling and servicing vehicles. You can read those for yourself in the article. The development comes after Musk met with Narendra Modi, India's prime minister, last week. The meeting appeared to have been more related to Musk's role in U.S. government, but it's not impossible that he negotiated a deal for Tesla to enter the market. Under India's blanket deal for EV manufacturers, the EV import tariffs are limited to 15% and apply only to 40,000 vehicles, no more than 8,000 per year. The automaker benefiting from those lower import tariffs also needs to make $500 million investment into local EV manufacturing over 5 years. But it has to start no later than within 3 years of starting the import of EVs at those lower tariffs, certainly something that Trump and Elon know something about. In other Tesla news, the first look at Tesla's first public electric semi-truck charging station is finally here. Tesla's looking to deploy its first permanent public mega-charging station, according to a permit application uncovered by Marco RPI 1. As you can see from the site plan, Tesla's planning for 12 stalls with mega-chargers that can accommodate trucks and their trailers. Tesla's also planning a 1,600-square-foot amenity building with a lounge, vending machines, restrooms, and parking for staff. The planned megacharger is going to be located at 19300 South Hamilton Avenue near the city of Carson in the greater Los Angeles area. Now, moving on from Tesla, the other big news this week is that Kia has finally pulled the covers off its new EV4. We took a look at this yesterday in an article by Peter Johnson showing the new vehicle inside and out, but that's not the only big news for Hyundai and Kia. Kia EVs are set to regain their $7,500 tax credit later this year. It appears Hyundai already has a plan to regain eligibility. According to Business Korea, Hyundai will begin mass producing the 2025 IONIQ 5 as early as next month. And at the same time, SK Battery America, a division of SK On, will begin building batteries for Hyundai and Kia also as early as next month. SK will produce batteries on 9 out of 12 assembly lines at Hyundai's new EV plant in Georgia. The move will shift 75% of SK On's total plant production to support Hyundai and Kia. Hyundai and SK On's battery plant in Bartow County can transport batteries to the new EV plant in about 5 hours. Once up and running, it will have roughly 16.5 gigawatt hours of capacity, good for about 200,000 EVs. The next bit of big news may not be big news for Hyundai and Kia, but it's certainly news about a big Hyundai or Kia. Kia just launched the new 500 horsepower version of its EV9 GT in Korea for just over $60,000. Kia's flagship electric SUV got a high performance upgrade on Tuesday. Kia launched the EV9 in South Korea with over 500 horsepower, a sporty new design, and a price tag just north of $60,000. Kia launched the EV9 GT in South Korea, starting at 88.49 million won. In Korea, the EV9 GT has front and rear electric motors with a combined output of 509 horsepower and 740 newton meters of max torque. The added power enables it to reach 0 to 60 in about 4.5 seconds. Powered by Kia's fourth generation 99.8 kilowatt hour battery, the EV9 GT is rated with up to 253 miles of driving range in Korea. The high performance model is Kia's first SUV with an electronic suspension for, quote, a stable and luxurious driving experience. Meanwhile, an added electronic limited slip differential actively controls power to the wheels, enabling more control and stability. To give it that sporty, exclusive design of a flagship high-performance electric SUV, Kia added active air flaps on the front bumper, GT-specific 21-inch wheels, neon brake calipers, and a blacked-out roof rack. The dedicated infotainment has an exclusive cluster theme that is only available on GT models. Other interior upgrades include a premium Meridian sound system, digital side and center mirrors, and augmented reality navigation. In addition, Kia added Alcantara sport seats with suede backs in the front row and mood lamps in the back for a more premium feel. The EV9 GT in Korea was launched, as we said, 88.49 million won, about $61,500. It also added a lower price standard trim at just 64.12 million won, or about $44,000. With subsidies, Kia expects the new base model can be purchased for around 61 million won. Following its domestic launch in Korea, the EV9 will arrive in North America, Europe, and other global markets later this year. Unlike other EV9 models, the GT trim does not qualify for government subsidies. In the U.S., the current top-spec EV9 GT line starts at $73,900, so expect a slightly higher price for the GT model at near $80,000. And finally, we're going to close off today talking about a $500 million EV battery material plant, and that is the first of its kind in the U.S. Japan's UBE Corporation has broken ground in Louisiana on what will be the U.S.'s only dimethyl carbonate and ethyl methyl carbonate plant, the key components for lithium-ion batteries in EVs and battery storage. DMC is also used in semiconductors. The plant will create the first domestic U.S. supply of DMC and EMC and reduce U.S. reliance on imports. Quote, UBE's proprietary nitrate process, which we have been developing since the 1970s, enables us to realize a very limited environmental impact and much fewer byproducts compared to other existing plants and processes, particularly in mainland China. That's according to Masuta Izumihara, president and representative director of UBE. UBE says the EV battery material plant, which will be constructed and managed through its 100% U.S. subsidiary, UBE C1 Chemicals America, will produce 100,000 tons of DMC annually and 40,000 tons of EMC derived from DMC annually. Michael Hecht, president and CEO of Greater New Orleans, said, quote, by establishing the nation's first domestic production of these critical EV battery components, UBE is strengthening American manufacturing while creating high-quality jobs in Jefferson Parish. NOLA.com writes that UBE is one of at least six companies to announce plans to build or expand EV materials manufacturing facilities in Louisiana since 2022, bringing them with a total investment of $2.4 billion and over 600 jobs. That's all we've got today, February 18th. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe button so you don't miss any.